T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Arthur Motes, 93.7, the Fan Steelers analyst, is our guest. Arthur, I got a Bud Dupree theory for you. You want to hear it?
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
I think he knows 100% that he's not getting a contract extension, and that's why he's willing to not fight the Steelers, but that's why I think he's willing to do whatever it takes to get himself an extra $2 million. I think if you knew there was a chance to get a much bigger deal, you don't threaten to take a team to court or an arbitrator to try to get a couple million dollars out of them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. And I think this is something that we knew even when they tagged Bud, that they probably weren't going to be able to get a deal done, knowing that you have to extend Cam Hayward, knowing that T.J. Watt is coming up as well. I think all of those things point to the writing on the wall being that this will more than likely be Bud's last year here in Pittsburgh. But now in terms of him trying to get the classification of a DN so he can get that extra $2 million, I'm not opposed to that either. I mean, if there is a technicality there, I'm sure he can make a debate for it, especially when you look at the amount of sub-package ball that the Steelers have played during his tenure here in Pittsburgh. So he definitely can make a case for that. And I'm a big believer in if the money is out there to get, go get it. So for me, man, I like that theory, and I back it.
Arthur, have you heard of or been privy to any discussions in the past of players wanting to get certain things with regard to the franchise tag sort of revised, like what you're describing with Bud and what Jimmy Graham tried to do, because there are certain places on the field now that are sort of positionless? Like, I would think that if I were the Players Association, I would just want it to either be off-ball linebackers as one tag and edge rushers as another tag, and that's where it, like,
yeah,
has
but
that
they
come
screwed
up
that
to
up
knowledge?
In the CBA, Chris. They should have argued for that.
Well, I know you said that yesterday, but I want to know if Arthur has heard that they've tried.
Well, that's the one thing. So literally, case by case, people will fight it. But when it comes down to CBA major additions, it was just either to get rid of the franchise tag or leave it as is. Nobody has really stepped up to say that, hey, we need to have different classifications, because you speak on it perfectly. When you talk about how a guy like Jimmy Graham, he wasn't necessarily a wide receiver, but he definitely wasn't a tight end in the traditional sense. And when you look at a guy like Bud Dupree or some of the edge rushers, their job is totally different than your traditional outside linebackers in a 4-3 scheme. But from a money standpoint, they get the short end when it comes to the tag because of that classification versus the DNs who traditionally get tagged at a higher price. So, like I said, from an individual standpoint, guys have fought it, but nothing collectively, which I do think is something that should be brought up in the next time the CBA is up for a negotiation.
Yeah, I'm just salty because I don't think Bud Dupree's worth, number one, I think it's a dubious claim, and number two, I don't think he's worth $17 million.
Well, you also were the guy who didn't think that he was going to get double-digit sacks either, and we saw how that turned out. So for me, I'm cool with it, man. He earned it. Him and the Steelers played chicken. They both bet on themselves. He won, so in turn, pay him. Pay him the way he's supposed to be paid, man. So if that means getting the reclassification for your
I don't know
as a DN
I don't know if he
tag?
Necessarily won, though. He didn't lose, but
he won.
Let me ask you this
what
question.
Are we talking about
let me
here?
Ask you. Let me ask you this happen? Question, Arthur. Who won? Okay. Who won? Bud Dupree or Javon Hargrave?
The reason why I say Bud Dupree won is this: he's going to get what, 15.8 at worst this year if he wins the arbitrary debate and gets classified as a DN and gets a 17. Okay, cool. But for Hargrave has a D tackle hitting the market right now. If Bud goes out there and has 8 sacks next year, he's still going to get a bigger deal than Hargrave, and we both know that just because of the position of edge rusher.
You don't think other executives will look at him as a T.J. Watt creation?
I personally don't. I don't at all, because if that's the case, he would have been done it beforehand. I think you can make.
No one looks at Jadeveon Clowney as a J.J. Watt creation pony.
Absolutely.
Well, then why is he still a free agent, Chris?
I mean, I think he overstepped it by a couple of million dollars, but I think he's going to get paid.
Trust me, Clowney is a free agent right now because Clowney was trying to get $20 million or close to it. He's definitely had offers that were, I mean, if you go down the list of high-paid addresses.
The Browns begged him. Like, Cleveland wanted him badly on that team. I don't think they wanted him $20 million badly. Bud Dupree won for the exact reason Arthur just said. He doesn't even have to have a great season. He has to have a good, above-average season, and he's going to get paid.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
Why? Under what auspices?
Why is Marcus Golden still a free agent?
Marcus Golden's productivity was totally different than Bud Dupree's.
How many sacks did he have last year?
No. Not how many sacks. How did he get those sacks? His was very scheme-related, and you look at Marcus Golden's most productive seasons, they were under the exact same defensive coordinator, the guy who he had in Arizona who then went to the Giants. And literally, the way the defense is set up, it is set up for the position that he plays, that Leo edge rusher, to have some very favorable matchups and sometimes to come free. So that's the biggest reason why Marcus Golden's market is what it is right now, because he is very scheme-related. Whereas when you talk
and
about
I think
Bud,
Dupree's Watt-related, Arthur.
But see, that's debatable. Because if that's the case, then when Chicolo had opportunities, why didn't Chicolo put up nice?
Because Chicolo stinks. That's why.
Well, no. But if he's a Watt creation, according to your theory, Watt, you could put anybody on the other side. I've heard you say you could put Ole over there, you could put Tazar over there. If that's the case, if Watt is so amazing that it doesn't matter who you have on the other side, then it shouldn't.
Well, he's so good that you don't pay the guy on the other side big money. You can get
and
away.
Why are the Steelers doing it even for a year on the franchise tag? Why aren't they getting a bargain there and then beefing up their team elsewhere?
I agree.
No, why aren't they? Because they clearly disagree with you.
Okay, so Chris, everything the Steelers do is right? All of a sudden now?
Well, I'm just saying, for point of argument here, the team clearly believes.
I know what they believe in. I disagree with them on it. They also think Mason Rudolph's going to be a good quarterback.
If you say I disagree, if you say just I disagree one more time today, it's going to make me scream.
Do the three of us think they're doing the right thing at backup quarterback?
No.
This is the thing, and when you talk quarterback, could they have upgraded? Sure. But is Mason Rudolph a terrible quarterback?
Yes.
No. No, not right now. He's not. Listen, we can go down the list and look at his numbers versus what I call terrible quarterbacks, and I can assure you that that's not going to be the case with him.
He makes Blake Bortles look like Joe Theismann.
No.
Tony, did the Steelers make a good move giving Ben Roethlisberger his latest extension then? Would you have advocated that?
At the time, I would have said yes. Right now, it looks like it was a mistake. What? I mean, that's the best way to put it.
Okay. That's all.
Does anybody disagree with
just
that?
Just checking. No. I think the Steelers are doing the exact right thing here with Bud Dupree, though, so I disagree with you. They're trying to get one more season out of a highly motivated guy that they are well aware they are not signing long-term, no matter what Kevin Colbert says, because you are correct in saying T.J. Watt is the man out there. And if Bud Dupree has 12 sacks or 13 sacks and has a career year and somebody gives him some insane gob of guaranteed money, it won't be the Steelers, and they'll probably be a pretty good team this year for his production.
I mean, you look at what's the guy that got paid in Detroit, came from New England. Oh, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank with his name.
Kyle Van Noy?
No, not Van Noy. Van Noy got paid, but before Van Noy, they went to the Lions. Oh, my goodness. Roberts? Is that
Flowers. Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers, yes. Trey Flowers, you look at the deal that he got and his productivity, I'm taking Bud over him. So for me, when I see that and I see what Bud did just last year alone, that lets me know that, yeah, he's going to get paid big time.
What's his Madden rating?
Who cares about Madden?
What was your Madden rating, Arthur?
Well, let's see. I've had my highest would have been at 83.
When was that? That's actually pretty good. When was that? What year was that?
That would have been.
Why do you sound so surprised, Pony? I think if I were Arthur, I would take a little offense at how surprised you sounded there.
Well, this is the thing, man. It's easy for people to sound surprised when they don't know these certain things. But for me, I always like to make sure that I'm very informed on certain topics like that. So that's why I always have this information readily available.
No, I'm saying Pony sounded surprised that you're. Arthur, I'm saying he sounded surprised your number was so high. I would have put you at least 85. You said 83, and Pony sounded like he was flabbergasted.
This is my thing. I always viewed 83 as low. So for me, I never really concerned myself with Madden. And when you look at the people who take care of the matter ratings. No offense, but a lot of them are like Pony. You know what I mean? They're very.
How am I not supposed to take offense to that?
Oh, I said with all due respect. So you can say with all due respect, and it works out just fine.
All right. So the bottom
Arthur
line
throwing
is
the old all due respect caveat in front of it. You know, when somebody says with all due respect, you know what it, you know what's coming next is a punch in the face.
I just think it's interesting that you guys both seem to think that for 1 year Bud Dupree is worth Chandler Jones money, but beyond 1 year you wouldn't touch a contract like that with a 95-foot pole. I think that's interesting.
I don't think that's a really nuanced position there.
But this is the thing too, when you talk about Chandler Jones' contract, he's not getting paid right now. That contract was, what, 3 years ago. If Chandler Jones is on the market right now, his contract would be the highest paid for that position, and we know that. No different than how T.J. Watts will be next year. So that argument right there is invalid in terms of Bud Dupree's money this year on a franchise tag versus what Chandler Jones is going to be making, when we know in a year or two when Chandler is up for renegotiation,
he's going to get paid. Yeah, I just pulled the name out because the franchise tag is, by definition, the average of the top five paid players at the position. So I was just using a name to make the point that you guys are okay with paying him like a top five guy for 1 year,
but it's very different. Correct, because I don't think he's a top five guy, period, but he's so much better than what they have
on hand
that
30.
I think it's worth it.
I don't even think he's a top 30 outside linebacker.
Whoa, now you're reaching. Come on, baby. Bud Dupree not a top 30?
Nope.
Name 29 that are better than him.
It's 2:38:30. I don't have time this segment to do that.
Oh, all right.
Arthur, it was great catching up with you again.
Always good talking with you, man. You know that.
All right, see ya. Arthur Motes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.